hands, they set to work carving huge stone statues, known as Moai. Before long, each clan was trying to carve larger, grander figures than those of their neighbors. Competition that was to be their undoing. Vast quantities of wood were used to transport the stone statues. And slowly but surely, the Rapa Nui used up their island's precious resources. Eventually, their civilization descended into chaos and warfare. Clan fought against clan, with disastrous consequences. By the time of their ultimate collapse, the Rapa Nui had changed their island beyond recognition. These are the hills where the giant palm forest once stood. And these are the cliffs that once rang to the sound of those huge seabird colonies, all hunted to extinction by the Rapa Nui. Today, the giant stone statues are a poignant reminder of the precarious nature of life on remote islands. All South Pacific Islanders must make the most of whatever resources they have. And the Anutans are no exception. They harvest the wildlife that also depends on this little piece of land. Each hunter uses his own preferred call. The noise will lure their quarry closer to their nets. Noddy turns. They spent the day fishing out at sea, so it's only when they return to roost at night they can be caught. It would be easy for the Anutans to over-harvest the Noddy Terns, even exterminate the colony. But that's not the Anutan way. Their approach ensures a future for the next generation to enjoy. Life has always been precarious in the South Pacific, but with the right balance, both people and animals will continue to thrive in this great ocean of islands. Some of the biggest waves in the world break on South Pacific Islands. One of the aims of this series was to capture the awesome power of these natural forces from underwater. So the team headed to Pompeii in the Caroline Islands.